Hello everyone, welcome to the Regenerative World podcast, a journey around the world where people live connected to nature, community and thrive. In its essence, regeneration is to be alive. Can you remember a moment when you felt alive? How did that feel? Maybe it felt grounding, expansive, inspiring. You got a lot of energy. I found that nature and people are essential to feel alive. And therefore, they are central in regeneration. My name is Vanessa Vivian Babic and my passion is regeneration. In particular, regeneration through circular innovation, regenerative tourism and travel, and regenerative leadership. So, what does regeneration mean? In its essence, regeneration is to live aligned with nature. And this means to be connected to ourselves, the environment and people. It promotes sustainability and goes beyond. Regeneration means to contribute positively to communities, environment and economies so that they are alive and thrive. Thank you very much for being here and joining us on the journey to regeneration. On our journey, we will meet experts from all over the world who are living regeneratively connected to nature and people in many different ways. You will learn about regenerative ways of living and how to create regenerative and sustainable projects, products, and organizations. You will hear their stories and experiences in the fields of circular economy, regenerative tourism and travel, ecosystemic design thinking, such as nature's inspired innovation and permaculture, technology and leadership, and much more. You will get to know small and big scale regenerative and sustainable solutions for beautiful life on Earth, now and for future generations. There are so many amazing people and initiatives in this world, and we can all learn from each other and co-create a world where we love to live. The intention is to share their experiences, initiatives, and inspiration that you can take what speaks to you and integrate it in your personal and professional life. You can find out more about the people, projects, nature's wisdom on our website and in our communication channels. A link to that you will find in the show notes. Through the last 7 years, I was leading marketing and communication of international innovation projects in the field of circular economy, sustainable energy and mobility. These were projects with budgets of multiple millions of euros. And companies, universities, organizations from the whole supply chain were developing those projects. And during this time, I saw that there are many solutions, if not nearly all solutions, that we need to solve global problems like the climate crisis. And the challenge is to implement them and to make them a reality. And we can only change this paradigm shift if we are connected to ourselves in the first place, to nature, to people around us, to develop solutions together. And that's why we have founded the regenerative circular innovation organization CirConnect, to support people in companies and regions to connect, co-create and develop regenerative and circular projects for a world where we all thrive. So, why am I developing this podcast? May I tell you a little story? It was Wednesday afternoon, the sun was shining, and I was sitting at my desk in front of the MacBook and writing perhaps the 40th email that day. I was very motivated about all the projects in the field of circular economy and regeneration. And at the same time, it was just Wednesday and I felt my eyes burning, a heavy head and exhausted. And I was questioning, is there really change happening towards living more aligned with nature on an individual and systemic level? The urban lifestyle is so fast And it's so easy to get disconnected from nature and people. And at the same time, the implementation of regenerative and circular projects often drags on. Have you ever questioned the way we live? I know that many people share this feeling. So I started to ask, how can we live connected with nature and people and ourselves and integrated well with the urban lifestyle? To live connected with nature, people and ourselves is the basis for a paradigm shift towards regeneration. And the next important question is, how can we develop real regenerative solutions and make them happen? In November 2021, I had an inspiring and catalyzing time at the Green Festival in Granada in Spain, organized by Biomimicry Granada, Utrecht University, Biomimicry Iberia and Cobayam. International experts from areas such as circular economy, biomimicry, technology, business, indigenous wisdom, communication, design came together, and all of them shared their insights, experiences and projects. And we at CirConnect, for example, hosted an experiential workshop in the field of regenerative travel. It was an amazing experience for me because it was showing regenerative solutions and how to live connected to nature from a very holistic view. And we looked at inner landscapes during the workshop with the shamanic wisdom keeper and shaman. And we also looked at technology, circular economy, communication, nature-inspired innovation. And we learned with experts from all over Europe how to develop regenerative projects. We heard stories and got insights and experienced their methods. And this was so special because by then, most of the time, topics such as circular economy, business, indigenous wisdom, technology, design, all of them are demonstrated individually, but they are not brought all together. Although all of these topics are highly interconnected and we need all of these areas to live connected and develop regenerative solutions. And the intention of the Regenerative World Blockcast is to show different ways to live connected to nature and people, different ways to develop regenerative projects, communities and economies where nature and people thrive. And we talk to experts in the field, show various best practices, and we also show how nature regenerates for 3.8 billions of years. And we will dive into topics such as regenerative living, travel, food, agriculture, circular economy, ecosystemic design thinking, and much more. It is so important to hear insights of people in a similar field and explore best practices because often it's the greatest inspiration to hear life stories and see people developing projects because this shows that it is possible to make them a reality and to live connected to nature. Have you ever been inspired by a person and thought, wow, that was really amazing what this person did? Has that triggered ideas or simply motivated you for your next steps? Maybe yes or maybe not yet. In any case, we hope that you can take something with you on this podcast. Furthermore, we will look into nature for inspiration, how to live regeneratively. Why is that important? Because nature has developed thriving systems for billions of years. There's so much to learn from plants, animals, ecosystems, about how we live and develop projects, products and services. And because we humans are nature as well. We have lived aligned with nature 99% of our existence of the planet. 99%. And we got separated only recently. We experienced a big cut during medieval times when so-called witches and people with a relationship to nature were eradicated. And then another big step towards separation occurred during the industrial era.
And of course, the Industrial Revolution certainly brought good developments because it allows us to enjoy the quality of life that we are used to now. However, it is important to be aware that this contributed to a separation, the separation between people and nature, and also the separation between our inner and outer selves, to the feminine and masculine, and the separation between the right and the left brain. And Giles Hutchins and Laura Stone described this very well in their book Regenerative Leadership. But we and our bodies are very attuned to nature, and we see this when we look at the healing effects of being in nature. And we experience when we are in nature that we know how to live aligned with nature, and we have the desire and the capability of doing so because it makes us feel alive. I've experienced that being connected to nature also shows us that we are part of the web of life, and we remember that all is connected. And I believe that these areas of separation are connected as well. When we improve our connection to nature, we automatically connect our inner and outer self, the feminine and masculine, the right and the left brain. And this goes in the other ways around as well.
On this podcast, Regenerative World, the emphasis is on how we can live connected to nature. It's a journey to explore regeneration, reconnection, and how to bring regenerative initiatives to life and feel alive. You have the possibility to experience it in various ways: auditive by listening to this podcast, visual by photos and brief descriptions on communication channels, and experiential by reflection questions. Thank you very much for joining us on this journey. To stay tuned, I encourage you to subscribe to the email list, this podcast, and social media channels on LinkedIn and Instagram. And if you're interested in applying these concepts in your professional and personal life, join our trainings, or we can look into co-creating an innovation project in the field of regeneration. More information on that you find on our website, and feel free to drop us a line. All the contact information you see in the show notes. I'm looking forward to exploring a regenerative world together.